This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in my favorite place, Studio 1A, and I'm thrilled to have today's guests. Happens to be one of my favorite bands. No, I'm not just saying that. They really are one of my favorite bands. And they've got a show coming up Wednesday night at Hotel Vegas and an official South By showcase Saturday the 18th at the Palme d'Or on Sabine. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Star Parks.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
Hello, gorgeous. Give me a song.
Okay, we're going to play a song.
Thanks. Music from Star Parks in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Star Parks features the talents of Andy Bianculli on vocals. We have Ben Burdick playing the bass, Nathaniel Klugman on keys, Keith Law on the drums. Hey, Keith. Hey. Always say hi to the drummer because it's tradition. And Connor Galler on guitar. Andy, sounding fantastic, man.
Thanks.
Not just blowing smoke.
I know. I don't know. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. I get the impression that, you know... You can see through that.
There's some nepotism going on.
No nepotism whatsoever. No.
How are you? How's everything?
I'm pretty crazy busy because you know we got South By coming up, and I know you guys are going to be playing like crazy. So
I don't see as much as I used to.
Yeah, it's been a while, on and off. But you had a good gig at ABGB recently.
Yeah, it was good. It's always swell playing there. They take good care of everybody.
I heard some good things, some great things. So
cool.
Sorry I missed out on that. But Wednesday, Hotel Vegas, and then again, the South By Showcase coming up Saturday the 18th. And so you asked me, hey, I better deliver a good interview, so I'll do my best.
You're starting off rocky.
Oh, see, it sees right through me.
Do you have any prying questions you want
to
ask me?
Yeah, you know, I do. Some of them are not suitable for radio, but... You've seen me
in my darkest hours.
I have. I have seen you in those darkest hours. The same could be said for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, full disclosure to my wonderful listener, just the one... Andy and I have traveled together with Project ATX-6, and we've been to France, and we've been to Toronto. And Andy, that's kind of what my question is sort of related to. And I'm always impressed. I'm always endlessly impressed because I saw you step out of your comfort zone. Actually, everybody did. And when you collaborate with people that you barely know, that's like an experience and a half. It's also scary as hell.
I just got these guys off the street.
There you go. They were wandering around. You said, hey, they look pretty good. I think I'll bring them into the studio. Look, they sound great. But I was kind of wondering how that's affected your songwriting now, because, again, that was literally jumping into something in which you didn't really know the musicians or had never worked with them before. Maybe you knew of them.
Yeah.
But how do you think that's affected you?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where if you would have 6 months ago put me in a very small room with people sitting staring at me with an acoustic guitar, I would have probably panicked. And,
yeah.
But that feels very just the way it is now.
It comes naturally.
I mean, those things are... part of it, I suppose. You have confidence in a song if you think it's good and you can play it.
Yeah.
I think earlier I would have been very cynical about myself and told everybody, like, oh, it's don't worry about it. I'm sorry this is such a bad song, but I'm just going to sing it anyway. And now I'm just going to sing the song and let them make up their own mind.
Why is it always some of the best artists that do that to themselves? I just don't know.
Because we're actually complete egomaniacs. Oh, and we want to seem humble. I think that's what it is.
It's a total front for that evil demon in the background just going, yeah, I'm great. I'm totally great.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean, I just saw you do it. You just did it, and you're like, I don't know, it sounded incredible. And now comes my other question. I, like many people I know, are kind of thinking, well, what's coming next? An album, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to make a record.
Yeah? Do tell.
We've started making a record, but... I've gotten a bit into weird music lately, so I'm just kind of figuring out what it's supposed to sound like. Getting really into weird Ethiopian jazz.
For real.
But we're making a record. I'd like it to be out sometime, maybe in the summer.
Right on.
But I don't know how the higher ups. So you got to talk to the brass about it these days.
You do.
They tell you when the records come out. I don't know.
Well, you know, it'll come out. It'll come out. It's just I'm anticipating that.
It's going to be long and weird and good, I think.
Long and weird and good.
I don't think it's going to be so poppy.
Really?
Well, it will be. It'll be major chords. I don't know if it'll... Yeah, I think it's just going to be just different kind of arrangements and just stranger.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not the person to be there going, oh, this band doesn't sound like themselves anymore. I hate that. I think it's a lot of BS. I think natural evolution means... guess what? I'm going to try something different.
Yeah.
That's a sign of great songwriting.
Well, you just need, I mean, I don't think that many people care. I just need to make believe no one cares. And then you just make what you're going to make anyway.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
I think there's like that phenom slump when people make a second record. What's that called?
A sophomore slump.
Sophomore?
Yeah.
What's the phenom slump?
I don't know.
Being good and then getting bad.
Being up here and then dropping several feet. I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, if no one really knows about it, so I'm just going to make something else.
You do your thing.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Star Parks and Studio 1A. I think I got time for one more. What do you say?
Oh, this is one of those sad ones.
Do one of the sad ones. Okay. You know I love...
You
I
heard
secretly,
me play this a lot.
Yes, it breaks my heart.
One big sigh that moved the light around, and it showed me something. I'm seeing it now, that all your confessions that you told to me, didn't it make you feel new? Didn't it make you feel clean? One more night.
And maybe a morning I'll do what you want. I'll do it for nothing. One little lie has kept us in waiting. Something unspoken, maybe something worth saving. But all of this dreaming makes it so hard to tell what's worth believing. It's even real. But I can't help the feeling.
Star Parks and Studio 1A, Psy, KUTX 98.9. Dang, Annie. That's a compliment.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, I want to remind people, Wednesday, Hotel Vegas, it's a great big show with Go Fever, Glass Grapes, and more. South By official showcase, Saturday the 18th at the Palme d'Or on Sabine. Of course, the Butterfly Bar Party, March 17th. That's like all day.
Yeah, it's all day. It's going to be fun.
Sweet.
I put that together myself.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to ask you. I love the Butterfly Bar.
You should come.
I think
it'll
I will.
Be great.
Because it's going to be all day.
It's going to be all day. We got some French bands.
Of course.
Vedette.
Yeah.
The Blind Sons.
I love the Blind
Summer
Sons.
Summer Swells.
Yeah.
Namesayers. Small Houses. Bunch of people.
That is going to be a spectacular one. I like that. And I love going to Butterfly Bar. So, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's free.
Expect me there. And it's free.
You don't have to be cool or have a badge or nothing.
Nah, just be you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm there. Big thank yous to Connor, Keith, Nathaniel, Ben, and Andy. Love you, man.
Yeah, love you too. Good to see
you.
Thank
you so much. Good to see you all. Thanks so much for playing. Also wanted to give a big thank you to the KUTX Multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see these exclusive performances in Studio 1A on our website, KUTX.org. And of course, big thank yous to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
Oh.